Within the broad economic numbers are many nuances. Some sectors are thriving, while others continue to lag. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has this report on some of the brighter spots.
This week, Allison Hectus finally got a break. Hectus, who's in her early 20s and has a master's degree, was interviewing for a job with Manpower Associates, the largest temporary employment firm in the nation.
I'm pretty open to everything. I like keeping busy in the workplace.
During the interview, Dana Shepherd, a staffing specialist in this Northern Virginia office, answered the phone.
And what can we help you with today?
Shepherd scribbled down some information on a form.
Did you want them to have advanced Word and Excel? Okay. Any kinds of other administrative things that they'll need to be doing? Okay, wonderful. When were you thinking the start date to be? All right. I definitely think we can fill this for you very quickly. We have someone in the office right now who I think would be a wonderful match for you.
Hectus landed a job in the Human Resources Department of a major defense contractor. She'll get a steady paycheck for at least 3 months. Manpower branch manager Michelle Hartwick says her office has been getting a lot more calls from employers lately.
3 or 4 months ago, we would see maybe 17, 18 orders a week that we would fill. Now we're seeing about 25 orders a week.
This office's location helps. Through the haze across the Potomac River, Hartwick can see the Washington Monument.
Well, we have government contractors that we do a lot of work with. They're getting a lot of business from what's going on in Iraq, as well as other projects that are going to be for on down the road. And Fortune 100 companies are picking up in terms of orders also.
Other regions may not be far behind, according to Jeff Jarris, Manpower's chairman and CEO. He says companies have stretched their staff practically to the breaking point, trying to hold down costs even as orders surge.
Right now, there is just a tremendous amount of caution and trepidation. And the HR people down on the ground level are calling up to from the engine room, if you will, saying, I can't hold this together any longer. We're going to need to give relief to the people. And senior managers are looking at their projections and are looking at their orders coming in and saying, not quite strong enough yet. You need to give me a little bit more. And that tension is about to snap.
Jarris says staffing experts at Manpower know this because employers often call sounding desperate.
I'm going to need 20 people because we really are working hard and we're starting to see the pickup. I'll get back to you in another day. And they get back and the next day and saying, oh, I'm only allowed to get 5.
Temporary help services are often a harbinger of what's to come, since companies may turn to temps before they're ready to add permanent staff. But David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, anticipates growth in other services as well.
It's a long-term trend. Fastest growing part of the economy is healthcare. And, you know, as long as we all continue to get older and as long as we don't control healthcare costs, that's going to remain the case. The other big sector that we're seeing growth are services that substitute for our time. Americans feel increasingly pressed for time. We're hiring out more and more of the stuff that we used to do ourselves, whether it's pressing my shirts or mowing my lawn.
The services sector isn't the only one on the mend. John Graham of Duke University surveys chief financial officers each quarter. He expects more hiring in banking and finance and even in the battered technology sector,
which would include computers, software. They expect employment to go up by 5 or 6%. That's probably driven by the increase in tech spending we observed in the last quarter and the anticipated increase in tech spending of about 5% in the coming year.
But the link between rising demand and employment is far weaker than it used to be, according to Lachman Acheson, managing director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute.
We are stuck in a very strange dynamic where we essentially have to keep running faster in order to stay in the same place. We've called this the Red Queen effect, alluding to Alice in Wonderland in that book Through the Looking Glass, where Alice has to run faster and faster just to stay in the same spot.
Productivity increases are one reason for lagging job creation. Businesses have found ways to eke more work out of fewer people. But Acheson says they're also cutting costs by shipping jobs overseas. He says industries like education, construction, and healthcare will expand payrolls because the work can't be done somewhere else. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.